There's a new book about the band The Fleshtones, and the band has a new CD called Take a Good Look. The Fleshtones started out 3 decades ago in Queens, New York, a bunch of amateur musicians united by a love of 60s garage rock. Most bands that came of age during the punk rock 70s either broke up or faded away, but the Fleshtones persisted. Rock critic Ken Tucker says their new CD is one of their best ever.
Well, come on! Hey,
could I be wrong?
If you can resist that sound, you're a stronger soul than I, and I don't want to know you. The Fleshtones' combination of strangled vocals, hand claps, slamming drums, and stabbing organ makes a lot of their music sound like freshly unearthed singles from the 60s and 70s, orgies between the Beau Brummels and Paul Revere and the Raiders. And the sentiments that the band shouts, as well as the harmonica puffed into this next song, evoke a Summer of Love vibe.
People!
The Fleshtones love themselves, but in an ego-free manner. They're committed to making what they only half-jokingly call super rock. It's the spirit of non-stop party music. Among the band's admirers is R.E.M., whose Peter Buck produced their 1993 album Beautiful Light. The Fleshtones' new album, Take a Good Look, was produced by Ivan Julian, once a linchpin of the great, much shorter-lived band Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Julian carves out space in the cluttered din for the lead vocals of Peter Zaremba.
If you don't see me this summer, if you want to know what I'm doing, I'd look to help the sun. I'm having more than one. Rubies on a summer afternoon. Here it won't taste as good as the last. They send me up and I don't have to ask. I love the boardwalk by the side of the sea. But most of all,
there's a new book called Sweat, The Story of the Fleshtones, America's Garage Band, in which author Joe Bonomo chronicles the joys and agony of committing yourself to a lifetime of making rock and roll without the status of rock stardom. The Fleshtones come across as wild and dedicated, disciplined, and open to any improvisation life throws at them. Of course, they have their regrets. To judge by this song, they wish they'd done the supposedly anti-rock and roll thing and stayed in school.
What academia lost in having various Fleshtones in tenured positions around the country, the music world continues to benefit from. As a result, the Fleshtones will come to your town for a night, throw up a wall of amplifiers, shake the ground with their vast catalog of woulda, shoulda, coulda been hits, and then hit the road. Take a good listen to Take a Good Look, and you'll hear the price and pleasure of opting for permanent immaturity.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Take a Good Look by the Fleshtones.